Yeah, hello and welcome. Thank you very much for being here, and also thank you for being interested in this great project that I'm working on with a lot of colleagues for some time also now. I will be talking today about the Axiom project, adapted open source cinema. It's not only about cameras, but mainly about open hardware cameras. Just a brief introduction to those of you who might not know what open source hardware is. The idea is to make every step of the production process and all the aspects of the project freely available, open source, in a way that everyone can get to see and to use freely all the possible technical schematas and all the technical documentation, but as well the hardware, so theoretically people could rebuild the hardware. So a little bit about my background. I'm an ambassador researcher with Axiom, with the project, and doing mainly open hardware research. So I run the Artistic Technology Lab, which is currently located in Vienna with the Research Institute for Arts and Technology. And I also run the Artistic Bokeh Initiative, which is a media arts group, and we are setting up some kind of exchange with other labs around Europe, mainly working in projects in the domain between art and technology. And you can also find this slide online if you're interested in seeing and getting some more information or like clicking through the links or something. So we need open source cinema cameras. At least that's what I thought also when I was joining the project. But why do we need these open source cinema cameras? So mainly proprietary cameras, and I'm talking about all the film cameras, but also photo cameras as well, are in a way limited by the manufacturers. So of course, that means sometimes that you cannot get the actual resolution that you want, the actual frame rate that you want, compression is not that good as it could be. So the technology is limited by the manufacturers, maybe sometimes because they have another product that they want to sell, or it's some other decision, or sometimes it's just that development time is like the maintenance time for the hardware ran out and nobody is developing the firmware any further. And DSLR hacking communities were targeting this since quite some time. Just to give you a few examples, maybe some of you know the Magic Lantern project, which is a project that tries to create an alternative firmware for various Canon cameras, trying to make them also available for video and for other issues and tools and usages that were not actually intended to be. And there is actually to this date, except our project, no professional open source solution for camera, for video camera available. So actually here I put you a quote of the Apertus Association to explain a little bit what is the idea behind the project. So the idea is to create a completely free software-based cinema camera, but not only cinema cameras, also any tools you might need in the process of developing or producing a movie or moved image production. So this Axiom project introduces this first professional, extendable and affordable camera. Also, the idea of this project is to make it modular. So ideally, at the later stage, you don't have to throw away your camera, but you can rebuild it. It's like a kind of a maintainable, repairable device that you can also ideally develop your own modules for, use it in various different other uses that were not intended originally, or also like develop your own scientific applications for it, you name it. So short introduction to the project, because I'm not aware if people know the project so good. So this Apertus project was started in this actually the association in 2006 with this idea to create a professional moving image camera based on the Elfel 333 camera, which is, I don't know if people know the Elfel camera. It's actually the camera which is used or actually the company produces cameras mostly for Google Street View and for the 360 panoramic images. This was also the reason why the development of the previously existing cameras in 2009 was frozen, because they were focusing mostly on these panoramic solutions and less on the professional moving images, video images cameras. So in 2011, the Axiom project was started, because it was clear in 2011 that it's no chance that Elfel will bring in a more professional or a new camera that was actually announced several times but was never released. So the idea was to start from scratch, and we didn't know at this time. I didn't join the project at this time, but when I talk about we, I'm like talking in this kind of plural, how it is in like open source projects. So the project then decided, and the people running the project at this time decided to develop a completely entirely new system based on self-developed hardware and completely from scratch, actually. So this association, the Apertus Association, was found in 2012, and in 2013 the first prototype was developed, which I will show you briefly. And in 2015 now we started a crowdfunding for the Axiom Beta, which actually was, there was the idea to pool together with other people who are interested in camera development to get the hardware cheaper, but also to start developing. This is actually the state where we are right now. And also in 2015 we started the development of another camera, the Axiom Gamma, which I will also briefly introduce. So what first was happening in 2013, the Axiom Alpha was developed. It's like, here you see the board, it's like a very rough and kind of a bulky big prototype, but it was more of a proof of concept. And this is how the case looked. And basically you see this here on a, mounted on a rig, it's a kind of bulky big hardware, but usable and working. So we shot a lot of demo footage with it, and we were actually showcasing it. Here you see it mounted on a crane system. And actually what you see is like, and I chose this picture for a reason, because if we look at like professional, maybe semi-professional, but definitely professional moving image production, people always tend to design their rigs themselves. So it's like a DIY situation, the rig as a basis. And so it's kind of, it looks like kind of messy, but this is how usually rigs also look. In this particular case, it didn't look even that messy, in my opinion. Here you see another side view of the first rig of the Alpha. And now we have the Beta, which is actually ready now. We have like three developer versions actually done. I brought also one with me. So if somebody, thank you. So if somebody's interested in actually watching it, or like I can briefly show also what is working already, what is not working. I'm trying to figure out a way, like maybe today after the talk, or also tomorrow, to for interested people to be able like to sit outside and like a little bit watch through the features and through what's actually already working. And so the idea was, we wanted to develop this camera, but of course you need a lot of money in a way to order all these kind of PCBs, and the sensors themselves are also expensive. We looked into various different sensor models, but usually the sensor is around 1,000 euro, something like that. And the complete Beta as we have it here, excluding the enclosure, is around 2,300 euro, something like that. So what we did is, with this crowdfunding on Indiegogo, we collected interest from the audiences and from people that are interested in developing it, and then to pull together and to develop this the first batch of the cameras. So currently we have like two slots for modules, but I will talk about this a little bit later. So here you see the case, which is now not ready yet, but this is how the case should look. And also what I said before already, every blueprint and all the technical drawings, everything is released on GitHub, so also feel free to look into the files. And also all possible aspects of the camera are open source, as far as you can do that, because of course you're limited with the sensors. You have to buy the sensors from somewhere. Our dream is to, in the future, develop our own sensor, but this is a very utopian attempt, because it's not that easy to develop your own sensor. There's a lot of technology and like a lot of patents. And this is also the problem with the camera, of course, and this is, I will also talk about this later a little bit, about how hard is it actually to pick sensors, and which kind of sensors are possible. So here you see an overview of the Beta. On the left side you see the two modules, the top module slot and the plugin module slot. This is basically the first attempt to make this completely modular, so people can develop their own modules and make, for example, different processing modules for, currently it's two HDMI outputs, but theoretically there could be other uses as well. It's basically, the possibilities are endless almost. So here I just copied out the specs to give you an idea what is theoretically possible with the sensor and also with this camera. So it's a theoretically up to 300 frames per second at full resolution possible, which would be 300 frames per second 4K in super 35 millimeters format, which is like amazing. Currently we cannot really get like 300 FPS, but we are working on it and extending it, and also developers jumped in and are developing on this. Currently it's like one person actively developing on it, and since this is the third developer camera now produced, we are actually trying to get more people to have the camera and to work with it. So here you see how it currently looks without the enclosing, and since of course we have 3D printers around, we also tried to 3D print one enclosure. So the idea is also to have like different enclosures, to have like different materials of enclosures, all these kinds of aspects. So just briefly to give you an idea, we also started a second camera project, which is a kind of a spin-off of this camera, but often people think it's the successor of the Beta, but it's actually not. It's maybe our mistake to name it like Beta and Gamma, but the Gamma is a kind of a more a bigger and more professional camera, and it's the whole project is funded by Horizon 2020 from the European Union, and we have a partner consortium. Actually, the whole project is led by the University of Applied Arts in Vienna, and we have a consortium of companies and also the Apertus Association, of course, to actually try to develop ideally six prototypes for the Gamma in 2016. So this is how it should ideally look. So you see it's like quite different from what the Beta looks like. The idea still is here to have a completely modular camera, but the modules are much bigger and much more more fitting in a kind of a production setting. And also interestingly, what we thought about would be maybe a kind of an interesting aspect also for filming in different styles also is like here the idea would be to have the sensor replaceable, so you could like easier than it is in the Beta. It's of course also possible, but here you have to screw around a lot. But in the Gamma, the idea is that it's like a hot pluggable module, ideally. And currently our plans to produce this from the technical aspect are outlined here. So basically, as you see, it's a much more advanced or a stronger camera, which is more focused on the professional movie production business market and like all these aspects, because we think it's theoretically there's a lot of demand there, because people are already used to develop their own rigs and to find like specific cameras and to test around a lot with different lenses and aesthetics. But we thought also it's important to have like a kind of an affordable, cheap, small development version to possibly also find other uses for it. So I'm going just briefly to these slides. Here you see our team working on the Gamma. So this is what we do. And here's the slide from what I already outlined a little bit. So the Beta is more of a development kit and a compact camera for example, drones, gimbals, cable cams. And it also has, of course, the same sensors, because we are limited from the sensors that we can choose. But the Gamma is a professional kit for all challenges in a way. It's really a production, high-end production camera. In a way, you can also put more modules inside, four modules. So this is ideally what we are aiming for, but this is still in the future, so this will be 2016. So the idea also behind the whole project is to make it like easy extendable and easy accessible to other developers. So ideally, you don't need to be a FPGA programmer to use the camera. So we are trying to make every aspect of it as easy understandable as possible. But of course, it takes time. Ideally, we have this open module concept. So we have this kind of demo modules already produced, which are like HDMI output modules. But ideally, you can create your own modules. It's like basically limitless what you can do with these modules. And can also easily exchange them. Just to give you an example, what could be these kind of modules, like sensor applications or different other output modules, then for example, a mini display port, other output, but also like processing or, for example, also recording module. There's a lot of possibilities in the modules. And here's a picture of the HDMI module, which is now plugged in the lower part. And also the idea is to have this ecosystem. So the whole idea behind the camera and the whole project is to have it completely produced in Europe as far as it's possible. Because of course, there's a lot of problems like the sensors. You cannot check if they are really produced, where they are really produced, but usually not in Europe. And ideally also, we have a lot of people that can actually work with the camera and repair it, for example. So ideally, if enough people use it, it becomes a kind of an ecosystem by itself. So for example, for rentals or for special niche applications such as underwater videography, or there's like a lot of like different niches which would need this kind of modularity in a camera. Another small side project we are developing is the Axiom Remote, which is like a kind of a remote control for these cameras, which would be especially used, especially usable for underwater applications. So I think there's kind of an, I think you get the idea of the ecosystem a little bit. So currently we're just using it because there's not enough developer units out. I mean, it's like, this is the third one. But ideally people like register and you can maybe also rent out to other people the camera or can actually develop also their businesses around it. So, there have also been a lot of challenges, and there still are a lot of challenges. So most of the challenges we face are interfacing with proprietary and closed source devices. Like for example, we want to support all possible video or like recording devices that could actually, of course, record the stream, but it's not clear because the developers of all these proprietary cameras don't really say how they will, how they use the HDMI standard. I mean, you can actually, you have to somehow a little bit reverse engineer or actually look what is sent. It's like really interesting because there's like special modes for raw recording and all these different aspects. But also, of course, this is a big challenge regarding the sensors because we have now three sensors which we can use with the whole camera, and it's actually interesting because we have to interface and talk to a lot of sensor developers, and it's not clear if you get the right documentation that you can use it in a specific productive way. So sometimes you have to sign NDAs, and in the end you don't get all the documentation you need. So it's a kind of a small amount of sensors that we can use now, but we think already it's changing because the manufacturers already saw that there might be a demand. Of course, they can sell more sensors. So ideally, there's also a change over the years. I cannot say from now, but it looks also that we might be compatible with more sensors soon. So another challenge would be the dislocated work because it's a quite big community of people working on this project. Not only on the cameras, but also on the whole projects around it. But actually, it's working out till now. So, and yeah, I just wanted to briefly also tell you how it's possible to join the development or to join the whole project. So currently, we are manufacturing the cameras, like really building the betas and sending them to the crowdfunding supporters at cost. So that was also what is our aim, also to get a lot of people interested and want to develop with it. And as soon as we can actually produce more, we will make this kind of voucher system where it's possible to get these vouchers and then also get the hardware on cost. We found out that it's a lot of different people that are interested in the cameras because of different reasons. Some think it's like a small camera you can just get and then film with it. It's not the case right now. It's very hacky, so it runs Arch Linux, and it's like kind of a terminal setting. It has no menu still. We don't have an HTTP interface, nothing. So basically we are just in the very early stages of developing here. But of course there are other stages where people would actually join in. So we thought with these vouchers you can actually decide when you want the camera, like regarding also the features that are deployed already. So actually I brought a video of the demo footage shot with the beta, which I will briefly show you. This was actually shot in, like recorded in the RAM of the camera. So this was still not possible with the HDMI output. But here we see like different modes also of production. And also you notice on the right side the problem with the sensor configuration. So this is not a very clean image, at least not on the right side, but the rest of it is quite good. We already fixed this issue. It's an open source project. So. Yeah. If we see some errors, we try to fix it fast. But you get the idea. It's like already producing these kind of images, all with a complete open source workflow, which is nice. Of course, you still need recording devices, which are recording these images. In the case if you record it to the RAM, you can completely maintain a complete open source workflow. In case you're recording from the HDMI, it's kind of getting hard because there's only proprietary devices out there. So yeah, basically also, if you want, you can contact us, and also a lot of people from the development team will be in the IRC, so feel free also to talk to them, and of course you can also talk to me later on, and possibly also we find a way to showcase the camera, and also if you're interested to see it, what it produces, which kind of pictures to see this live. Of course, get in contact with us or contact me directly, but usually if you send to team@apertus.org, people will react and will try to answer all your questions. The IRC is quite frequently used, and a lot of people are there because also from the dislocated nature of the project, this is a necessity for us how we work together. So yeah, feel free to join us, and also it would be nice if people are interested to develop or to actually join the project. It would be, you're very welcome actually. Thank you.
So I guess we have a couple of minutes for Q&A, so just line up in front of the microphone. Oh, there you go.
Quick question. You said you have just three ready cameras already. Have you tried any of them in some kind of a production setting, like at the Congress or somewhere else, that you had the cameras working for a few days and to compare them with the usual stuff that's used, the proprietary cameras?
Can you again? Say the last sentence, I didn't understand it.
And have you, if you've ever tried these cameras in such a production setting, have you compared them to the proprietary cameras?
Yes, okay, maybe, good question actually. So what proprietary cameras do, they have always a kind of an image sweetening. So they change the image, it's not actually the clear image, it would be on the sensor. They have all the kind of specific ways of dealing with the image, and like, for example, like smoothing it a little bit, and also the debiering is totally different, or is like different in most of the cameras. And most importantly, you cannot actually change this process, or you cannot change these sorts of algorithms, because you are like in a way limited to what the manufacturer gives you. So the idea with the Axiom cameras is also that you can even have your own debiering algorithm running, or like your own different way of producing the image. So so the answer is yes, it's different.
to the microphone at my right.
You said it's possible to put the images out of the RAM in a completely open source workflow. In which interface do you put the images out of the RAM?
In this case, it's connected. The camera is connectable via Ethernet cable and also via USB cable. So you have to dump it on the it's like very limited. Yeah, so we can actually record a few seconds, but this would be in this high frame amount. In this case, it's like a small, in a way, you can compare it to a Raspberry Pi, because it's also like an ARM. So you can just you have to dump it over some interface which is fast enough, of course.
What is the data rate that flows out of the sensor into the RAM?
This I cannot answer you in detail, but you can actually go to the RC and ask the developer, because I'm not the developer of the camera.
Okay, thank you.
Are you at some time planning also to build photographic cameras or just for filming?
Yes, of course. It is actually a photographic camera because it takes like still images. So theoretically, you could use it for as a photographic camera. But the sensors are of course different because you have like higher pixel sensors and they have not so much frames per second, the photographic sensors. But theoretically, you could, if you find a sensor which is like documented enough, just find it and we try if it's working out. But it's like it needs development actually to do this, but theoretically it's possible, of course.
Okay, because I sense there might be interest in that as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
How is the camera currently being controlled? Command line, config files, web interface?
Currently it's a command line interface. And you control everything in the command line. So we have a few scripts that run specific settings like exposure. So everything is really only on the command line as for now. But we are actively working on a middleware which runs in Python, which is actually partly developed already, where we can actually have overlays, which are, for example, the second HDMI port visible. So you have a menu structure, which is then programmable, and you can actually develop your own menus for it and for your specific cases, but also ideally we're thinking of an HTTP interface where you can easily get some, for example, also an API would be great to have, like where you can actually remote control it. But so we are planning this, of course, but currently it's command line only.
You said currently the camera codes into RAM or outputs over HDMI. Other plans to change that to record to SDs or SSDs?
Yes, for the Gamma definitely, but for now for the Beta we wanted to develop a module that works with kind of existing technological solutions, so HDMI is quite the standard, although it also is not that easy because HDMI is also not a really free format. So we were thinking about a mini display port, which would be possible, but it's much more harder to develop. So the next small kind of plugin module will be maybe mini display port.
Yeah. Hi. Which lens mount did you use for your camera?
Theoretically, it's now for the first one for the Alpha we used Nikon F mount. And this one is now Sony Alpha mount. So basically the idea is to keep a low distance to the sensor so that you can apply other lens mounts and then you can apply adapters so you can use the most variety of lenses. Of course, there's no motor controls yet. So it's like manual, you have to manually control the lenses.
Okay, and sorry, one more is which kind of, are you gonna think about the projection of the cinema? Oh, so the projection of the cinema. Are you going to do like any projection kind of open source for the sharing of a cinema or anything like that?
It would be great, but it's like this is really taking a lot of time to develop this now.
Okay,
but it would
sure.
be great to
one thing at
to
time.
Develop an open source project. It would be awesome.
Great, thanks.
What do you think about using SDI as an output instead of HDMI?
Yes, of course. I mean, also we are thinking of an SDI module, but for now it was really the easiest to develop the HDMI module. We are thinking in the Gamma, of course, to have for sure an SDI module. But for now we wanted to make it also fast available, that because like developers are want to use it already, and a lot of people have ideas about how to extend it. So the idea is to research all this and to make this like available fast to everyone, that people can start thinking of their own modules and developing this. But it's definitely planned, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Good. So I think we're done. And give please another big round of applause for Matthias.